One of the most difficult ages to like is middle school. What's happened to my cute little elementary school child? Now I've got a middle school child and I don't like being with them very much. Wow, I'm embarrassed.
You're listening to Parenting on Purpose with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. And Dr. Barnes, you have two children, so they went through middle school
as well. They did. We shipped them to Africa, but they did, yes.
And you know then that there's what my mom calls the non-human years, where they're not children, they're not adults. It's like, who are you? And they don't even know. And it's like, let's just pass these years and exist and survive.
Oh, it was Mark Twain said, put them in a barrel, bore a hole in the side of the barrel, feed them through the hole, and let them out when they're past their teenage years. Yeah, it was great. Hey, it's a fact. We don't know what to do with them. It's interesting. When I first got to Sheridan House, we had one home for children in Hollywood, and it was 10 kids, 5 middle school, 5 high school kids. And then when we finally got to build a second home, we put the high school kids in one home and kept the middle school kids in another home. And over a period of time, we saw that the referral rate to Sheridan House was so much higher for middle school kids. And so we decided to just take middle school kids. Mm-hmm. And we stopped taking high school kids, and we have 5 homes for middle school kids today.
Goodness.
But I did my dissertation on the middle school child, actually the middle school child of the single-parent household, behavioral effect at the middle school level. And as I was doing it, the middle school kid is such a different person because they're not a child anymore, but they're not in high school. They know they're not cool. They're going through puberty, so their voice isn't working. All these different weird things. Some girls are developed, some girls aren't developed, and there's not much to like, but here's the problem. They know it, so they don't like themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that one middle school girl who doesn't know she's not supposed to like herself, and she likes herself. And it's like she's awesome because she's okay with who she is. And I remember Jimmy Frazee in junior high school. Jimmy Frazee wasn't cool, but he was. He wasn't good looking, but he became good looking because his parents just loved him, and he was sharp, and he tried, and he worked hard, and it was fun watching this kid. Wow, how did he get to be the most popular kid in the school? I don't get it looking at him, but he got it. This whole middle school time when we don't really like our child and their self-esteem is a disaster and their face is erupting and
they smell different.
Oh yeah. Well, they smell for the first time.
Right.
And they're not prepared for the fact they smell for the first time, and they haven't got the deodorant and shower thing down, and their socks are disgusting. That's the story with their socks and sneakers.
Oh,
yeah. Let's just buy them new socks and sneakers every day so we burn them at the end of the day. It's just absolutely hilarious. So imagine me, mom. That's me we're talking about. You're my mom. I'm 12 or 13 years old. I've already dropped my tray in the school cafeteria once with everybody's laughing at me. I'll be scarred for life.
For life.
For life. For life. And I remember arriving, and for me it was junior high, arriving in junior high, walking in to the locker room for the first time. You know, PE mm-hmm. in elementary was so different. The whole class basically went out to recess and did some kind of exercises. Now I'm walking in. The girls are going one way. The boys are going another way. They're handing out towels. I realize we're taking our clothes off here in front of other people. And the showers were this big thing that looked like a 4-car garage with spigots sticking out of the wall. And I thought, you are kidding me. And I remember, can I have about 8 more towels, please, so I can just cover my whole everything?
Right.
Yeah, mummify me. And I remember seeing Joey Colombo walking by naked with his shower over, with his towel over his shoulder. I thought, that's the coolest guy on the whole planet.
Just because of confidence.
He doesn't
right?
care. Yeah, he so care. Doesn't care. How do I get there? So set me up like that. And all of a sudden, of course I'm not likable. I hate me. I mean, could I just go into a coma till I'm 18 or 19? I hate me.
Mm.
And so no little wonder I'm weird and unlikable, and my self-esteem is low, and I smell, and my face has pimples, and my hair is oily, and yike, and I got, you know, six hairs coming out of the side of my chin. It's just there's nothing that works for me, and unfortunately, I'm becoming sexually aware probably in about 5th and 6th grade. I mean, I know all the stuff everybody else is talking about before then, but I'm becoming sexually aware at the end of elementary, the beginning of middle school, but no one's talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mom's not talking to me. No, Dad's not talking to me. They haven't.
And now I'm understanding all the cultural things that are going on.
Well, I'm understanding as a boy that girls are to be conquered. I mean, I'm not understanding what I'm supposed to do with my sexuality. Really don't know anything other than what I learned from the older kids in the locker room or the nasty jokes or what I, or go online. I mean, it's horrible. And so I feel, Mom and Dad, you've abandoned me now. I feel you're afraid of me. I feel you're using excuses. Well, that's just the way kids are today. Rather than investing in me, no, I'm different. I'm yours. I'm different. I'm yours. And I think in this time period, parents back off. And we become...
Because parents, we don't even know what to do with them either. They're awkward, we're awkward, and what happened to you as a sweet kid, and now you're resisting...
No, you're stinky.
Yeah, you're stinky, and then you won't even obey me when I tell you to take a shower for your good.
Yes. So, I mean, there's a behavioral plan that has to come into place, but the behavioral plan is not just to manage me. The behavioral plan is so that I am able to for you to have a relationship with rather than argue with all the time. But we back away from the behavioral plan. We spend our time arguing and wonder why we're losing this kid. There's a system here. Parenting is a ministry. It's a huge ministry. We need to grasp it. And part of that ministry is God has given me a ministry. Train up a child in the way he should go. Ephesians says, fathers, don't anger your children. Bring them up in the nurture and admonition, the balance there. And the ultimate here in this, wow, this is more sacrifice than I thought. Well, yeah, Romans 12 does say to present yourself as a living, holy, and holy sacrifice in view of God's mercy. Is this too much to ask? Come on. And so parenting is a huge sacrifice. It's not an additive to your life. It's an alternative. You know, all of a sudden, Rosemary and I go for a period of time where we don't have a social life. Mm-hmm. We have to sneak a date night when we can afford a date night. Right. And when we can't, we have to say the back porch is off limits. Mom and I are sitting out there for 2 hours. You guys sit on the floor in the family room, do your homework or whatever. They're innately not likable because they're middle school kids. But we've got to make them likable, and we've got to jump into their life. And when one of mine would not want to play games on a Friday night, I had to trap that child into playing games. I had to make that child laugh. And making that child laugh, and she would do everything in her power not to laugh. And then all of a sudden, we're all dying laughing. And it's usually at my expense. I'm doing something really, really ridiculous. Because laughing at the expense of a parent, especially dad, is huge. Mm-hmm. When dad loses his house in a Monopoly game or in Pictionary, can't figure out what the picture is, and I throw my napkin from the popcorn down on the ground and pace around and say, it's not fair, and all the things they say so they can kind of hear themselves. They're not supposed to be that likable, but we're supposed to choose and go after them because no one else likes them either. They're in a social paradigm that people only like the people with power or with beauty or with success. And there's my average normal child who's awesome, but the child is just stuck in a bad place.
And you're not even just talking about school. It's the social media world that they deal with it even when they're in their own room. How many stories have we heard of bullying going on in the house, and they don't feel loved even in their house sometimes, especially if a relationship isn't there with mom and dad.
We had another girl in our country hang herself this past week over social bullying. My child is desperate. I think I have to admit there are moments, there are situations, there are personality traits that grate on my nerves. I have to get past those. I have to choose to like this child.
What are things, since you work a lot with middle school kids, the Boys and Girls Home here at Sheridan House, what are some basic issues that middle schoolers are going through? Because they don't like themselves. It is a time when they're kind of breaking off into independence, so they need a little more responsibility and a little more decision-making. But what are the main issues that maybe parents who are going crazy with their middle schooler can kind of think, okay, identity issues, maybe, you know, physical changes, or keep that list going maybe? Or
yeah, well, right out of the box, this elusive word that we can't figure out, self-esteem. I don't feel good about me. I felt okay about me as a child. I'm entering into a realm. Middle school is interesting because middle school is the first time in their educational life, if they're in school, the first time in their educational life where they don't have the same teacher all day. So they don't have an adult who really even knows who they are. And so if they've lost me and that adult, they're in trouble. Their entire culture then is what their peers think of them. And so I'm very physically aware. It's interesting in the temptations, in the three temptations that Christ faced. The first one, he fasts for 40 days and Satan says, turn the stone into bread. If you are the Son of God, turn the stone into bread. It's a bigger temptation. It's really if you are the Son of God. Right. I mean, it's an interesting moment because Jesus just came out of the water from the baptism where God says, this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. Jesus goes off to pray and Satan says, well, if you are, tell the stone to become bread. But the sidebar on this is meet your physical needs. And if I don't feel that my parents love me like this, I'm in trouble.
With pimples and changing bodies and weird body odor
and awkward. If my parents don't really love me, we've got a boy here that was here at Sheridan House who was awkward and large, but his mom adored him. This was years ago. His mom adored him. And she really just adored him, and he was making all F's and a B, and she adored him, and we put him in a system here to make him try. I don't care about your grades, I care about effort. We reward effort. If we see absolutely no effort, you're going to wash windows or cut grass. But I just want to see some effort, man. And he got it, because we had the system. But he really got it, and we featured his mom this past weekend at an event we had. A single parent mom, but he really got it because she saw nothing wrong. I mean, she learned to deal with the behavior and love the child. And he was heavy. He was a very heavy child. Mm-hmm. Well, he went on to leave us making a 4.0 and graduated from Hollywood Hills High School making a 4.0. Was an All-American football player at the University of Massachusetts, full ride. He plays for the NFL today.
Oh my goodness!
So he's one of the Miami Dolphins. And so the end of the day, even though he was awkward, mom loved him. Mm-hmm. And she learned to deal with the behavior and loved him. And she learned to remove the handling of behavior from his self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Because a child, especially the middle school child, but all the way growing up, a child, really part of their self-esteem is not who I am, but whose I am. And I define who I am much by whose I am. Am I anybody's? Mm-hmm. And the handoff is, you know, I'm your dad, but God's your father. Mm-hmm. And so the handoff is, yeah, you're mine, but boy, let me tell you about somebody who loves you even more and the work at handing the child off. I'm dorky. I used to be cute. And you used to watch me do all these little performing things for you in the house. And now you don't even show up for my soccer games when I'm in middle school. I'm not cute anymore. I know it. And so it's not – I don't think that we realize our children don't naturally go to their peers for solace. I think we don't realize we push them. And then I think when our children start there, we don't think they need us. Your teen needs you more than your toddler did.
Even if they resist you?
No, of course. And I think they resist you. And how many times did I lie to Tori about Wednesday breakfast? Taking Tori out to eat for Wednesday breakfast, and she's in middle school. And we had to get up a little earlier to go out for Wednesday breakfast. We went out to Wednesday breakfast at 6:30.
Which for a middle schooler, waking up early is brutal. Just torture me.
Oh, yeah. And she said, do we have to get up tomorrow? Are you kidding, Tori? I really, really look forward to this. And
liar.
And most of the time I look forward to it. Some of the time it was like, oh, my goodness. And then once you got in high school, I lived for it. It was amazing.
Yeah.
High school years were the greatest years of my life with my kids. But middle school, it's a difficult time, and they're just times you don't like the moment. And so, I mean, but right from the start, what's to like? What's there to like about diapers? Mm-hmm. There's nothing to – I love changing diapers. This is just unbelievable. What's to like about them waking you up in the middle of the night? Wow. She's awake. This is awesome. I mean, what's to like about their little temper tantrums in the store that embarrass you to death? Mm-hmm. Parenting is difficult, but somehow we've been told about those things. Diapers are part of the parenting gig, so we get it. It's like, is this never ending? We just go from, I thought we're toilet trained. We're out of the diapers now, but now we got the temper tantrums. Mm-hmm. From diapers to temper to weird and to,
pimple
you know,
faced
oh
body.
Yeah, eyes rolling, and they are children. So God says, yes, I want you to present yourself in this ministry as a living and holy sacrifice. Mm-hmm. It's not about you, Bob. It's your attitude. Choose that you love this child so much that you're going to find a way to like this child even during those difficult moments, even during those difficult times.
And find a way to connect with them.
Yes. And they're not, it's not their job to connect with you. When they were little, they came running to you when you went home. All of a sudden, they stop running. You got to run to them. You got to find them. And you got to go after them and sit on the side of the bed and ask them, how was school today? Fine. What'd you do? Nothing. And try to engage them for a little bit. I'm supposed to be the one to come home and engage the child, to show the child, you're precious and valuable to me. Middle school is a very difficult time. Go after your child.
You've been listening to Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries here on Parenting on Purpose. I'm your host, Ruthie J. And if you want to find out more about these boys and girls home that deal with middle school aged children, it's a behavioral modification type program. You can find out more about it and the many resources online that support these children's homes. Go to shfm.org. It's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. You can even support these children's homes directly by sending a two-letter text that'll add $10 to your cell phone bill and send that to the children's homes. And the message would just be the letters SH, short for Sheridan House, and just send it to 415 415- 1-800-273-1818. And to hear today's program again, research other topics on parenting, ask questions, even download the app for just about any device you've got, go to parentingonpurpose.org. We hope you join us tomorrow as we continue this conversation on those moments when your child is a little difficult to like, here on Parenting on Purpose.